Welcome back to HealthLink on Air. Linda Cohen along with my producer, Steve Marks, and our resident researcher and psychologist, Dr. Rich O'Neill.
Good morning, Rich.
Hello. Good morning, everybody. You know, this week we are continuing with our checkup from the neck up by answering listener questions. Mm-hmm. So remember out there, if you have a question for Dr. Rich, just email him at hloa@upstate.edu, and we'll try to put on your question in the next day or time. Mm-hmm. So anyway, Rich, are you ready for this week's question?
Absolutely.
I'm going to read it to you. I'm manager at my company, which is experiencing layoffs. My department may be next, and my staff looks to me for reassurances, which I cannot give. These are the darkest days of my career as a manager, and I struggle to keep my chin up. What can I do to ease the uncertainty of my workers?
Well, that's a good question. Let's talk a little bit about anxiety first. One of the things that causes us anxiety is when there's ambiguity and uncertainty, like in this situation. Lack of information makes us anxious, especially if there's some potential danger, right? If we're sensing there's some danger. So that's just the natural human reaction. So the first thing is, from my point of view, to give folks information. Give them whatever information you have. So if you you know layoffs are coming, tell them layoffs are coming. If you know there aren't layoffs coming necessarily, or you can't say, let them know that so people can deal with the reality as it is right in front of you. You
were going to say something. I was just going to say, so don't, you know, you're advising the manager, don't hide the information from employees because you're afraid that they're going to be disappointed or they're going to be upset.
Right. That would be what I'd call, quote, taking care of people, which mm-hmm. is actually mm-hmm. Taking care of our own anxiety usually. When we go around taking care of somebody else, we're really taking care of our own anxiety.
Right. That's what struck me about this question. My first reaction to it, hearing it from Linda, was, wow, this manager seems to feel responsible for how other people are feeling.
Yeah.
You know, which may be it seems to me, is a little misplaced to begin with. Certainly has empathy for his staff.
Right. So. Right. The useful thing is to have empathy and then use your empathy to decide what to do in that situation.
Right.
So in that situation, you know, as a manager, no doubt you're anxious yourself.
Right.
Because you might be laid off too.
Yeah.
Middle management
exactly.
are usually the people that get hit with the layoffs first, right?
Yeah.
So you could actually start to create a climate where you share information with each other so he can share the information about the company, but also personal information like, well, you know, I'm actually kind of anxious myself. You know, this is a very tough time for us as a company. And the question is, what are we going to do?
So
Linda,
you look like you're going to say something. Yeah. Yes,
uh-huh.
No, I'm interested. I mean, does that mean that you kind of diffuse your own anxiety in a sense by sharing it? Is that a fact?
Yeah. One of the things that's useful, you know, relationship, having a good relationship with other people is anxiety reducing. So, you know, there's no certainty in life, but sharing the fact that we're all trying to manage uncertainty and talking with each other about that, that actually reduces anxiety. So, no, you're not alone. One of the most difficult things in life is to feel like you're alone with something.
Right.
The other way I respond to it, though, mm-hmm. is this issue of responsibility for others.
Yep.
And as a manager, you think this gentleman or female, I don't know who,
right.
is taking on this sense of responsibility for the people she or he manages.
Yeah.
And as a mom, I have that same sense in the world of somehow.
Yeah.
And it's been my bugaboo or my Achilles heel
throughout my life. All dads.
Yeah, that sense of responsibility for others' feelings.
Yeah.
So I think drawing some kind of boundary here seems like an important one internally to say, I can empathize, but it's not my responsibility necessarily to take care of your feelings.
Yeah, I think that's what struck me first too.
Yeah.
And that's what I meant before when I said that, you know, I think it would be wrong, personally, I think it would be wrong for this manager to feel like it's his or her responsibility to make sure everybody's not walking around upset that there may be layoffs coming. I mean, you're responsible for the information, as you said. I think that's a great point, to be upfront about information that you do have
mm-hmm.
and upfront about information that you don't have, to
mm-hmm.
let them know that if you hear anything or whatever, that you'd let them know as soon as possible. But while it may make you sad that your employees are worried and they're walking around upset, that you're really not responsible for their feelings.
Well, not only aren't you, you can't be.
Right.
We're responsible for our own feelings and how we manage them. If you give people the information, then they can take responsibility for what they want to do about
it. Right.
At this point, in a way, it's an interesting challenge as a manager, because as a manager, if you manage a company that's going under and your division in a company that's going under, that would actually potentially turn into a very good letter for you going forward in this very difficult situation. This person shined, and you can give your employees the same opportunity as a manager. You can say, look, we are in a very desperate situation. Now the question is, what are we going to do? Are we going to attack the problem, see if we can do the best we possibly can, potentially survive and develop and thrive as a company? If we're going to do that, we can't avoid the problem. We're going to have to attack it. And are you in?
Yeah.
That's true leadership.
That's true leadership.
That is very good leading.
Right. You know? Are you in? Are you going to throw in your energy? And I totally understand if you don't want to. If you want to take your energy and you want to go elsewhere, give people the choice, let them have all the information they need. So it may not be the best thing for them to live in that kind of uncertain situation.
Right.
Some people, you know, have a family, et cetera, need to be more secure. But ask people, give them the information, let them decide for themselves what's the best way to go for you. And they may want to, you know, try to make it the best and prepare for the worst at the same time. So you might, you know, we're going to all pull together, work as hard as we can, focus on it, and at the same time, prepare ourselves for the potential of getting laid off or the company going under.
It's interesting because he talks about these as the darkest days of his or her career as a manager. I'm not sure actually whether it's a male or a female, but it's interesting that there's also this sense of loyalty, because in these times, you rarely, or I think less and less, feel or hear from people who are employed by certain companies that commitment and sense of loyalty.
That's
it sounds
a good
like
manager.
This person really is very much, takes their job very seriously in a good way.
Yes, and is connected to their employees in that way. You don't want to take care of them in terms of being responsible for their feelings, but empathizing, sharing the information, and asking people, what do you want to do? Enlisting their energy and trying to solve the problem. So that's the best I think you can do under this kind of situation.
Right, and then accept that, you know, that you are doing. I mean, if a manager does what you have described, Rich, that they're doing really the best
that'd
they can
be
do.
Great, yeah. I'd love to have a manager like that.
Me too. Thanks a lot, Rich. Once again, you always have such pearls of wisdom and help us think more empathically and clearly about these kinds of problems.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. I'm always learning something.